Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we'll be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody is having a great, great pre-Thanksgiving weekend as the first of the holiday festivities will take place this weekend.
Yeah.
'Tis the season to be frantic. A phrase that I coined years and years ago, and it's as applicable today as it is decades ago.
And you're looking forward to Black Friday and all those sales.
I don't do Black Friday. It's not, whatever discounts you get, it ain't worth it.
Cyber,
you
know? Monday, yeah. Right?
Yes. So, we're going to have Texas Outdoors Journal hunting editor Tom Claycomb join us. I've said in the past that Benihana would not, the chefs at Benihana would not stick around him. Oh. Just his ability with a knife and Right. Processing, phenomenal cook. And we're going to talk about hunting. We're going to continue this hunting theme of taking game, what to do with it.
Right.
Don't throw that away.
There you go.
You know? Plus, we've got something this time of year we bring up, and that's From the Field Reports. So we've got that headed your way, as long as best bets. So y'all do stick around, and remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
If you've ever listened to the radio or watched TV and thought, how do they do that? Then stop by the Texas Broadcast Museum. Located in downtown Kilgore, you'll find something that's both educational and a lot of fun. You can even try your hand at being a TV newscaster or weather person. And if it's been a while since you visited, come on back. We're always finding new treasures. Visit the Texas Broadcast Museum, 416 East Main Street in downtown Kilgore, or look for us on the web at texasbroadcastmuseum.org.
If your child has a common orthopedic condition, that doesn't mean you can only get common treatments. You can choose Shriners Children's. Our world-class care is not limited to insurance networks or to what's been done before. The same doctors who innovate treatments for the most complicated orthopedic issues will help your child grow and develop properly. See what we do at ShrinersChildren's.org. Shriners Children's, the most amazing care anywhere.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. And hope everybody is gearing up. Some may be doing Thanksgiving a bit early just because of family commitments. And your family, like many, are being spread across the country.
Right.
You know. But wherever you go, whatever you do, please be safe. Give you a little bit of Texas history. We've got such a rich and glorious historical background. And I've often said, and others have said, that the Texas Revolution, the actual fight for independence, was a fairly short-lived, you know, period of time.
Correct.
Yep. And that started in Gonzales with the Come and Take It, the cannon that had been given to the Texians. And then the Mexicans said, no, we want it back because we don't trust you. But that occurred on October 2nd. That's one of three famous cannons in Texas history. The other two were gifts from the people of Cincinnati, Ohio.
Oh.
And on November 17th, 1835, let's see, that would have been Monday that this was celebrated. They decided to aid the cause of the Texas Revolution by raising funds to procure two cannons. Arrived in Galveston the beginning of April 1836, so the Alamo and Goliad had already occurred. It's accompanied by the family of Dr. Charles Rice, and the guns were presented to Texas under the sponsorship of Dr. Rice's twin daughters, Elizabeth and Eleanor. And someone in the crowd may notice the fact that there were two sets of twins.
Yeah,
the presentation of the girls and the guns,
right.
And they became known as the Twin Sisters.
Twin Sisters, right.
Just amazing. And, of course, then come April 21st, I believe it is, you know, just a few months later or a few weeks later on the presentation of the cannons, it was over.
Yep.
And we've been fighting ever since to try to hang on.
Right.
So,
right, absolutely.
Mentioned in the field reports. And, Harold, I understand there was some activity at El Rancho Gun last weekend.
Right, in Mason. Yep. Exactly what I wanted to acquire, a really nice fat doe.
How did you tell that it was a really nice fat doe? What was your field judging? Because we talked to Bob Zeglin about that last week.
She looked healthy. You know, I mean, like I say, just looked good size and healthy.
Right.
Actually wound up being bigger than I thought, you know, because there's a difference from when you're 100 yards away and
five
feet away.
What were you comparing it to?
There was nothing else to compare it to, just experience. But as we dressed her out, just really healthy, plenty of, you know, a lot of fat. And then everything else I saw was, and my buddies also, what we saw was all very, very healthy. It's just right now, like I said, getting spotty because of the acorn crop we've got. We've got a great mast crop up there. And actually, this girl was in the feeder before it went off. So I guess she enjoyed the corn, but It was great, and I used that Courtney stalking rifle, that single shot in .303, which just was a thrill.
Very good. Very good. Congratulations. Got some meat for the freezer.
Absolutely.
And did you process it yourself, or did you take it somewhere?
No, it is at Midway Market as we speak.
Ah.
at Midway Market in Katy, Texas, being processed.
Very good. Very good. Well, from Mason, Texas, we got a report coming out of Switzerland.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
Texas Outdoors Journal hunting editor. Bob Zeglin was our guest last week, did the show, and he went, I'll see you in about 2 weeks.
Okay.
And he went to Switzerland.
All right.
He and his wife, Jan.
And what did he hunt in Switzerland?
Alpine ibex.
Really? Okay, great.
And he got a gold medal animal.
Oh, my.
He sends me the information, and I'm going, I don't deal in the metric world.
Right. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
But it was a gold medal rim, Alpine Obix, 96 centimeters.
Of course.
Thank goodness for Google.
Right, right.
And that came out to 37.758 inches.
Okay.
Okay. For those of us that live in Texas and in the United States
right.
and operate that. So that's, you know, hell of an animal. I pulled it up, then I put it away. I was going to show you this so you can ooh and ah and make the people jealous.
I wish you would. Ooh, ah. Oh, that's a beaut. That's incredible.
And the country is...
oh, my.
Just beautiful.
Right.
Yeah. So, congratulations
to
Bob.
Did he do any skiing while he was there?
No.
Oh, okay.
I think we've all, in our group, we've all progressed past that, you know. So, all right. What else do we have?
I don't know. What do you got?
You got some news?
Yeah. Trump.
Trump.
Yep. Trump administration,
This is old news because it changes like every.
Well, it changes every day, but
every hour.
The Trump administration has rescinded Biden-era restrictions on civilian firearms exports, removing limits on sales to 36 countries previously deemed high risk for diversion to criminals or terrorists. The Commerce Department's Bureau of Industry and Security said that the rollback restores export rules from Trump's first term could create hundreds of millions of dollars per year in export opportunities for U.S. gun makers. Policies expected to benefit companies like Sturm, Ruger, Smith & Wesson by reopening restricted markets. The Biden administration has opposed the restrictions in April of 24 to curb weapons trafficking to cartels and gangs, estimating they would cut U.S. gun exports by 7% or $40 million annually. And those rules shortened export licenses from 4 years to one and required additional documents for risk-prone nations. But anyway, this reverse restores Trump's 2020 policy transferring oversight of many firearms exports from the State Department to the more business-friendly Commerce Department, though license requirements still remain for most guns worldwide. But that opens up a big market.
Okay. All right. Very good. I tell you what, we're going to cut this portion of the show a little bit short so we have more time to visit with Tom Claycomb.
Yes.
So you all stick around, and we'll be back with our best bets and find out what Harold's been driving right after this.
America's best-selling truck for 48 years running is Ford. These people work hard every day to build the best trucks. Trucks you need. Trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. Ha ha. But you're not going to see them celebrate these 48 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats because it's not about them. It's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday. That's how they build them today. And most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 48 years, Ford's F-Series. Built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Friends, now you can listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Pandora. The country's favorite outdoor show, directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more, on demand and on the go. Download the Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Pandora apps, or go to Google and search Texas Outdoor News, or just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the tabs. Then listen anytime, anywhere.
Welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. Harold Gunn along with Bill Olson. This portion of our show is brought to you by
The Blind, and that is B-L-Y-N-D. For decades, the original blind has been known for its long-lasting durability that will not fail in the field while providing comfortable concealment at an affordable price. The Blind has been a bestseller for over 43 years with more than 75,000 sold since 1980. Plus, the Blind's iconic design and construction are so good that original models bought over 35 years ago are still being used today. I've got several at my place I've had over 20 years, and I recently installed the new generation, the VersaBlind. That's what I used this last trip. Just as its name implies, the VersaBlind satisfies the needs for any hunting discipline: rifle, bow, pistol, black powder, and more. Its newly designed spacious configuration provides more room while on the same footprint. Its windows allow greater visibility, versatility, and increased shot options to harvest game. Plus, hunters now have the room to truly set up for a steady shot. See the original blind, VersaBlind, towers, tie-downs, their new cottonseed feeder, and other accessories at blind.com. Remember, since 1980, it's the blind, and that is B-L-Y-N-D, and dealer inquiries are welcomed.
And you have taken to the suggestion that was made when we introduced the blind of using a monopod or a tripod?
I had a bipod. Yeah, I used a bipod. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you said real steady, very comfortable.
Yeah.
Didn't worry about...
And wisely, the night before, I went in there, sat there, adjusted the chair, adjusted the bipod, the whole thing, you know, rather than fumbling around in the dark.
Right.
Had everything all set up, and in fact, even left the rifle and my ammunition, everything in the VersaBlind, and so it was all ready when I got there the next morning.
Well, you can see what Harold's been hunting out of.
Yeah.
At Barron's Farm and Feed in Fredericksburg. All four Carter's Country locations in the greater Houston area. D&D Hardware in LaGrange. Ebar Feeds, two locations in Gonzales and Hallettsville. Gibson's in Kerrville. You've got Moore's Farm and Ranch Supply in Brady. Moy's Way Shooting Sports in Kingsbury. West Texas Game Feeders out in San Angelo. And Wolford Enterprises, two locations. Kuntz and Buna.
Oh, and people that are wondering, like, well, why didn't you just lean it against the window? Okay, well, this thing has several windows, but the one that I was using...
The vertical.
Vertical. So it's like 4 feet vertical, and you open it up. So, but that gives you just so much a better field of fire, more versatility, more vision. It's great.
We talk about the difference in Harold's and my size
right.
and being able to hunt out of the blind mm-hmm. without trying to adjust the chair or get up into a horizontal plane.
Right.
Those animals don't stand still. You know, I mean, many times they're moving.
Right.
And that vertical allows you to adjust your elevation mm-hmm. and make a good, steady, clean shot.
You bet.
Good stuff. What's going on?
Well, checking the Texas Outdoors Journal fishing and hunting times this weekend. Saturday's rated as good, while this Sunday slips to fair. Monday and Tuesday are two more good days. Wednesday and Thursday are two best days of the week. Friday and next Saturday are both good ones. Next Sunday, another fair day. This weekend, look for game to be most active from either side of the noon hour until late afternoon. On Monday and Tuesday, this major feeding period of the day will occur from early afternoon until either side of sunset. By Wednesday and Thursday, times will have continued to adjust, with game actively feeding from mid-afternoon until well into the evening hours after dark 30. By Friday and next Saturday and Sunday, a major time shift occurs, with the game beginning to actively feed from well before sunrise, continuing to forage until late morning. On Friday, November the 28th, the moon will enter its first quarter phase. On the coast this weekend, Saturday is a three-tide day with two low tides and just one high. This Sunday has a double tide schedule of two high and two low. Monday has a single tide schedule of one high and one low. Tuesday, a three-tide day, two highs, one low. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, each have a single tide schedule. Next Saturday and Sunday, each has a double tide schedule.
I swear to goodness, this week the forecast has every possible, you know, scenario that we have.
Yeah.
So monitor that, and don't forget, the feeding times, even tides, are not a light switch. It doesn't just automatically happen. Mm-hmm. It is a progression that
right.
builds up. On the coast, fishing's been good with the warm weather. We've got some weather that we're experiencing, have experienced the end of this week and on into the coming week, and that's going to be some rainfall, wind shifts. That's the big key this time of year, is playing where the wind is.
Uh-huh.
Good reports coming out of Lake Calcasieu. Big Lake's got some great trout and redfish reports coming in. Believe it or not, there's still some great fishing that nobody really takes advantage of, from Holly Beach back to Johnson Bio, and even making a run to the short rigs out of the Cameron jetties. Same thing out of the Sabine jetties. Old reliable Captain Randy Foreman said that the North Levee Wall to Coffee Ground Cove is leading the way with sand trout and gaff tops. If you're not familiar with sand trout, they don't freeze well. Ooh. They're good,
right?
But eat them. Below the sand trout and gaff tops, there are some nice speckled trout. So just use a little bit heavier jig head or spoon. East and West Galveston Bay putting up some good fish along the shorelines and around the reefs. West Galveston Bay, still breezy this weekend, but just play the weather and find some protected areas, and there's plenty in that area. Get into the back marsh areas. East and West Matagorda Bay, Colorado River, a lot of people will be heading to. Trout, redfish, and drum are good on artificial live bait. Wade the flats and reefs. Getting on down to Port Aransas, where redfish are great on live shrimp, cut mullet, and silver spoons on the north and south jetty. Baffin Bay, we've complained about high water levels and high tides all year.
Right.
Now we start complaining about low water levels, okay?
Well, there's always something to complain about.
But that happens in the wintertime. But some good fish, and fish those areas and around the rocks and closer to deeper drop-offs. Port Mansfield, big redfish and solid trout are still on the flats. Floating grass is an issue, but that's it. It happens every year. And then on South Padre, Port Isabel, high winds are creating difficult fishing conditions. Speckled trout are biting in the intercoastal waterway. Another good option, the Brownsville Ship Channel. How about our lakes?
Well, let's head to East Texas, Conroe. Catfish are doing great on baited holes in 15 to 40 feet of water using a variety of prepared and cut bait. Bass have been good along banks, grasslands, and docks throughout the day, with a few coming from offshore structure around midday. Crappie continue to produce solid numbers made up of a mix of quality fish and juveniles. Minnows are performing best on structure in 12 to 21 feet. Fork. There is a good shallow bass bite around grass on chatterbaits, spinnerbaits, and some topwaters. Squarebill crankbaits are good on shallow roadbeds and high spots in 3 to 6 feet. Crappie are good as the fish transition to a fall and winter pattern. Fish can be found throughout the lake in 10 to 40 feet of water. Seeing lots of fish still on brush piles, underwater bridges, and shallower trees in 10 to 20 feet. Lake of the Pines, bass can still be caught in 3 to 5 feet of water around major creek channels using Texas rig creature baits, square bill crankbaits. Look for log piles and stumps to target. Crappie can be found suspended around standing timber in 20 to 22 feet of water. 1/8 ounce or 1/16 ounce jig with small plastic shad pattern bodies and tipped minnows are the best. Texoma, stripers are good on ledges, fishing drop shots in 15 to 30 feet of water, on drop-offs and ledges with slabs. Bait fish are everywhere throughout the lake. Whitney, catfish are good using punch bait in 20 to 30 feet of water. Striped bass are good early in the morning on live bait in 25 feet of water or on topwater baits where fish are schooling. Crappie are in the main lake brush in 20 to 30 feet.
That it?
That's it.
What was the last one you just did?
Lake Whitney.
Did you do Tyler and Bodart?
Did I miss something? It's over here. I didn't do Livingston either. I'm sorry. It was hidden under the other sheet. Okay, let me get through this one then. Livingston. Catfish remain the most consistent bite on the lake, with blues and channels hitting well on cut shad, shrimp, punch bait along river channels and ledges in 15 to 25 feet. Let's don't forget Nacogdoches. Water temperatures are dropping quickly. Largemouth bass are excellent on swim baits along grass lines and bladed jigs in shallow water. Tyler. Channel cats are good on cut bait and night crawlers in 6 to 8 feet of water. Crappie are good on minnows or jigs in 10 to 20 feet of water on brush piles. Bodart. Bass are good in the morning and mid-morning on chatterbaits and spinnerbaits around grass and windblown points or flats in 2 to 4 feet. Bass are good with Texas rigs and jigs on big trees just off the edge of Timber Creek and 6 to 7 feet with creature baits or beavers. Palestine. Fishing patterns are consistent as water temperatures drop, so crappie are good in 16 to 25 feet of water with jigs or minnows. Catfish are good in shallow water in the creeks with cut bait. And I can't find another piece of paper, so I think that's it.
On the bottom of your notes, at the very bottom, there is a number, and that helps you sequence your pages.
But they were out of order.
That's the reason why you check your pages.
Yes, Mom.
Heading to
Can
South
I go
Texas
to my room
down
now?
Del Rio Way. Crappie fishing on Big Friendly has been good for several weeks on small jigs and plastic tubes. Few anglers have also found success catching catfish in the Pecos River. Choke Canyon, slow, 42% full, no boat ramps are closed. But the bank fishing has been excellent. Channel and blue catfish are biting well and fishing ranging from 5 to 10 pounds. Let me make a mention with the weather that we had the end of the week and over the weekend and to start next week, might want to check your water levels. If forecasts are correct and depending upon runoff, there's going to be some lake rise. Amistad would be one of them. Hopefully Choke Canyon will get some, as will Fork. Speaking of Falcon, crappie fishing has been great and catfishing is steady as usual this time of year. Anglers should adjust due to water levels that are dropping. Crappie are being caught on isolated brush piles and standing timber in about 20 feet of water using artificial lures. Brownwood, bass to 4.25 are good in 13 to 28 feet of water in the river. Soft plastic style baits and juice box colored soft plastic creatures are the best. Coleman, crappie are good to 2 pounds on jigs and minnows. 10 to 15 feet of water on the main lake around the docks and in the timber towards the creek. Ivy, bass to 5 pounds are good. 5 pounds is schooling fish on ivy, basically. Oh, yeah. I mean, they will school like that. Good numbers of schooling bass throughout the lake. Target bass in the pockets and drains with 3-inch shad pattern swim baits are caught on quarter-ounce heads. Meredith, largemouth bass and sand bass are great with suspended jerk baits in the North Canyon, as well as chartreuse chatter baits along the banks before bugbeat. Walleye are great with jigs in pearl, are white grubs, as well as bottom bouncers. Fish are down around 60 feet between the cove and the gas well.
And looking on page 8, we find the Hill Country. Buckhannon. There's a topwater action for hybrids and stripers. White bass are good on jigging spoons with some smaller topwater schools on the north end of the lake. LBJ, channel and blue cats are good in 20 to 25 feet of water on mid lake points with punch bait and cut shad. For bass, try baits that put off a little less action and look more natural as the weather cools. The morning bite has been solid around grass with moving baits and topwaters. As the sun rises, cast Texas rig worms on main lake points. Travis, bass are good on small topwaters at the marinas for 2 to 3 pound fish. Bass are good on bluff walls in 30 to 35 feet, bouncing a football head jig with a craw on it on the ledges. Bait fish are very small, so match the hatch.
On the hunting scene, we're kind of in that in-between time zone or period of time where whitetail season is well underway. That's taken a variety of people or the majority of people's attention. Waterfowl season for ducks, we're in between the first and second split. The High Plains Mallard Management Unit reopened October 24th. They only do about 2 days in their first split. North and South Zone. North Zone will reopen December 6th. South Zone will open the 13th. And, you know, this has much more meaning now that Boone and Crockett and Pope and Young has recognized javelina.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the
Absolutely.
South Zone opens September 1, and it will run all the way through August 31, 2026. Squirrel season in other counties, August 31st. All right, Harold, what you got been driving?
On and off. Really, really neat little vehicle. The 2026 Kia Sportage, or you may want to call it the Sportage. Hybrid SX.
Who would call it that?
Some people would.
Who?
Hybrid SX Prestige all-wheel drive. And this is a real scooter. It's a 1.8-liter turbocharged engine with the hybrid powertrain to it. So when you punch it, you get really good performance on this thing. And, of course, it's designed for mileage, which is 36 on the highway. Mated to a 8-speed automatic transmission. Got paddle shifters. You want to play Ronnie Race. The all-wheel drive train with terrain mode can get you a lot of places. Really nice interior on this thing. It's really a good-looking vehicle. Dual-zone automatic climate control, 60-40 split folding and reclining rear seats. So it's really roomy. A lot of leather accessories on this thing. And the extra goodies on this is their X-Line all-wheel drive features, their LED fog lights, power folding outside mirrors, roof rails, 12-inch touchscreen, nice Harman Kardon premium audio system, heads-up display, which is cool, blind spot monitor, surround view, highway driving assist, great cruise control with distancing, which is really nice on a long trip. 2,000 pounds of towing, because this thing is a compact, but it handles very well. It's a really good, solid ride on the highway. Very, very techy. This thing is really, really loaded to the gills and comes in at 41, which I think is a heck of a value. And, of course, they've got their great warranty, which is a 10-year, 100,000-mile, which is really a good value. So it's the 26 Kia Sportage Hybrid SX Prestige all-wheel drive.
All right. We're going to take a break. When we get back, Tom Claycomb III, TOJ's hunting editor, is on his way. He's got some great tips for us.
Join Texas Trophy Hunters and SCI January 9th through the 11th for the biggest hunting and outdoor show in Dallas, Texas at the K. Bailey Hutchinson Convention Center. Book the hunt of a lifetime with trusted outfitters from all over the world. Join us for raffles, auctions, and nightly events with live entertainment, and find all the gear you need for your next adventure at the Outdoors Extravaganza, January 9th through the 11th. Get tickets today at OutdoorsExtravaganza.com. Brought to you by Texas Trophy Hunters and SCI.
I'm Sinequa Martin Green, and when my mother was diagnosed with cancer, our world changed forever. This experience made me so passionate about spreading awareness of treatment options, including clinical trials. I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer to get information to those who have been diagnosed with cancer and their loved ones. Clinical trials introduce new hope for patients, providing access to cutting-edge new treatments. Talk to your doctor to see if a clinical trial may be the best choice for you or a loved one. To learn more, visit standuptocancer.org/clinical-trials today.
It's that time of year when we're all hustling around buying gifts for family, friends, clients, or business associates. If they love the outdoors and do most of their hunting and fishing in Texas, then give them a subscription to Texas Outdoors Journal. Each issue of this award-winning publication has a section for hunters, saltwater anglers, freshwater anglers, and a section for everyone. Plus, they'll receive our monthly forecast for area lakes and the entire Texas coast. Take advantage of our 3-for-$49 Christmas special. That's any combination of 3 subscriptions or 3 years at just $49. Give 3 friends each a 1-year subscription. It's just $49. Take a subscription for yourself and give 2 1-year gift subscriptions, just $49. Or sign up or renew for 3 years for just $49. To subscribe, call 713-957-3997 or subscribe securely online at TexasOutdoorsJournal.com. That's TexasOutdoorsJournal.com. We're back with Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Spear Ag in Uvalde, Texas. You know, you might say agriculture's in the blood of Spear Ag owners Justin and Klein Spear. Since the time the brothers were born, they've been actively involved in both farming and ranching. Just like you, when you were a kid going to the feed store with your grandpa on a Saturday, today Spear Ag brings that feeling back to life. Need to visit their 52,000 square foot headquarters store and plant located at 3333 East Main Street in Uvalde, and step back in time to when customer service was the focus and the quality of goods was a priority. Spear Ag and Feeder Max Feed Wildlife products still hold to those values today and are redefining the country feed store experience. Spear Ag is the home of bagged cottonseed. They sell in bulk plus deliver as well. Mark your calendar for next Friday. November 28th, okay. Grand opening, just big, big celebration. I know they've got a side-by-side that's going to be given away.
Oh.
Just it's going to be, Uvalde is going to be the place to be, and for all your needs. For ranching and agricultural services, visit SpearAg.com. For more information on SpearAg's FeederMax lineup of wildlife blends and cottonseed, visit FeederMaxFeed.com or just give them a call at 830-279-6156. They've got... don't be over there doing crazy stuff.
Hand signals, yeah.
They've got 26 delivery vehicles, and they said they'll go to the Trans-Pecos out in Alpine, as well as anywhere else, the Lone Star State or the Midwest.
And surprisingly, they have Wagyu beef.
Oh, they do. They got lots of Wagyu beef. Speaking of beef...
Okay.
Our guest today is Texas Outdoors Journal hunting editor Tom Claycomb III. Tom, did you ever process when you were with in the meat packing business any Wagyu beef?
You know, they're high volume, so we didn't have the routine. But a lot of the Wagyu producers, they don't have a packing plant. So we'd do contract farm, like, say, every Monday we'd do, I think it was called Third Base, we'd do theirs for an hour or two, kill all their cattle. So, yeah, we killed quite a few Wagyu.
Have you ever eaten any Wagyu?
I have, and I agree with Harold.
I tell you what, I mean, that stuff is, it's amazing. What's really great, too, is barbecue, because it's so fat. You know, sometimes it's like too fat for some people. But when you get the brisket and barbecue it, and it cooks that down, you know, it's incredible.
You need to read Texas Outdoors Journal, Harold.
Yes,
yeah,
I do.
Do you?
Every month.
Tom gives some great information on the how the collagen will get down, and instead of it being all stringy, just kind of disappears.
Yes.
And you've got good usable meat.
It does.
Tom, I have hunted with you a bunch. I recognize you as a shooter. If it walks, pretty good chance, you know, that Tom. Tom, do you ever have an empty freezer, or is it always full with wild game?
My problem's I got to keep buying more freezers.
Buying more freezers.
Right.
Okay. All right. Hunting season's underway. We had Bob Zeglin on last week. We were talking about, taking a doe. And one thing that in articles and your time here on Texas Outdoor News that you've suggested is there's lots of pieces of meat that people used to turn their nose up at. Mm-hmm. If you're hunting in the high country, you've got to strip the meat off and leave nothing but skeletal remains. Where here in Texas, we can break it down to quarters. What would you say is the most overlooked meat when you're... when you're processing something?
Oh, gosh. I'd probably say ones that I bet no one listening right now has ever saved is the flank steak. And it gets thrown away usually to the coyotes. The tri-tip, they may save, but they just think it's a lump of meat and throw it in the sausage. So as far as totally wasted, probably the flank steak.
And probably part of the problem is nobody knows, they don't recognize it by that name. Years ago when some Mexican restaurant decided to start grilling flank steak and they called it fajitas with grilled onions and bell peppers, and goodness, now that's a prime cut of meat, don't you say?
Oh, yeah, I'll tell you what, back when I started in the packing plant in 78, fajitas were kind of coming around some, the inside-outside skirts, but it wasn't a mortal sin if you didn't hurry if they went down the trim belt. Because of the Hispanic influence, it's like, oh my gosh, everybody loves fajitas now. And kind of same with brisket. Look what Texas had done. Here, a couple of years ago, there were not enough briskets in the world, so people were trying to sub in other meat as briskets. So good marketing on some of the minorities have bloomed up the business.
Yeah, well, also, a lot of people don't mess with ribs or neck meat.
Yeah, on the neck meat, I used to make neck roast all the time. And finally, I bet 30 years ago, I said, I don't really like deer roast, but I put it in my sausage.
Sure.
We're the weekend before Thanksgiving, and Thanksgiving traditionally for many people, you have a turkey, you know, or a bird, you know, as your primary meat. What would be a good venison substitute to cook for upcoming Thanksgiving? Somebody gets a deer this weekend, doesn't get much fresher than just about a few days later. Right. What would you recommend, Tom?
You know, of course, the back scrap and on is good, but you kind of want a big chunk of meat. You think of that during Thanksgiving. I'd almost say smoke a foreshoulder. It'd be nice, good pictures, good taste, and that would be an interesting one.
All right, you got a blade in there, the shoulder blade itself. How would you set that up?
Okay, it is so simple. No one ever believes me, and I say just do it once and you'll be a believer. But cut that whole fore quarter off, cut the shank off, and put it on your smoker for about 3 hours to give it a smoke flavor.
Right.
Then I put it in a turkey roasting pan with about 2 cups of water. Throw your seasoning on it, whatever you like, salt, pepper, and such. You put it in the oven like when you're going to bed at about 200-210. The next, if you wake up in the middle of the night, run in and check, because if it's dried out, it's ruined. If it is, don't worry, just throw in 2 more cups of water, but you shouldn't have to. The next morning, you get up at 6 or so, get a fork. If it falls apart just with a fork, it's done. If you go, well, it's tender. No, we want it where you literally pick up the bone and it just all falls off. Now, you can also, I did this the other day, but I probably hadn't done it 20 years. I used to lay bacon over it to kind of help flavor it.
You know, one thing that actually my mother told me, she learned from a chef in Louisiana.
Right.
And when you're going to put a fluid in, don't just use water.
Yeah.
There's no flavor.
Mm-hmm.
So might take some beef stock or, you know, broth. And substitute that to add, you know, add the flavoring.
Red wine, you know. You can also just barbecue it. I mean, you know, do it like you would do beef, but barbecue it. It's great.
All right. We need to take a break, Tom. We're up against a mid-show break. So
it's time for lunch.
Folks, you all stick around as well, as we'll be back with more words of wisdom from TC3 right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
Surprise, we're back.
Hey!
And just real quick, visiting with Texas Outdoors Journal hunting editor Tom Claycomb III. You know, sometimes, and you and I have talked about this, doing some different types of game animals, not traditional.
Mm-hmm.
Not the bird, not a goose.
Right.
Bigger animals, venison type.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how many people out there do Harold's favorite. Squirrel.
Yeah.
With a lot of chicken fried and gravy.
Yeah.
You think there's some squirrel being served up?
Boy, I don't know. You know, I don't want to be traditionalist, but one year I got a ribeye and did it, and it was great. But it just seemed like I was a heretic or a communist or something. Ever since then, I've always done turkeys.
You've always done turkey?
Yeah. For Thanksgiving.
Okay, now, we were talking about this earlier, though. Because of your experience, Tom, and the meat and the processing and the cooking and all of that, what can you do with a javelina?
You know, that's a good question. I haven't shot a javelina in years. Maybe we need to go shoot one, guys.
Yeah. Well, then you get them in the record book now.
That's right. We can take air guns.
Yeah.
Biggest thing about a javelina is that musk gland that's on the, you know, on the back. And make sure you don't get that on the meat, you know, to taint the meat. That's kind of the biggest thing. But javelina that I've had in the past is pretty tasty.
Yeah.
Pretty tasty.
Yeah, especially the young ones.
Well, you won't make the book with a young one, but yeah, it'll eat well.
But you make the table. It'll make the table.
You and I talk about trophies, Tom, every so often. Zeglin doesn't, where he has his mounts, he doesn't call it a trophy room. And I love this, and I think we ought to all pick it up.
Yeah.
He calls it his memory room.
Oh, there you go.
Okay.
Oh, cool.
And it doesn't make any difference whether it's a big brute or whether it's a first or, you know, something that's
right.
unique. I mean, Tom, you and I have had this conversation often. Trophies in the eyes of the beholder, and, you know, it may be like Harold's doe that he took last weekend. When it gets on the table, that's going to be a trophy right there, don't
Absolutely,
you think?
Absolutely, you bet. Every bite of memory.
Right.
And you're right. You know, the thing I caution people, and I think I'll put it in my next article, is if a kid called you, you know, I do a lot with kids out here, and one of them says, I got a deer. If the first thing you say is, how big was a rack? You just kicked them between the legs and sucked the life out of them.
Right.
Ask them, hey, how'd you get it? What happened? Da-da-da. Man, that's what he cares about.
Uh-huh. Right.
You know, I hear people talk, still to this day, talk about, oh, it was this many points or that many points, which really doesn't tell anything.
Right.
You know. You know, if it was an old buck or, you know, big-bodied buck, you know, I mean, boy, it was fat when we field-dressed it, given some details. And then you got some room for some bragging and patting on the back, you know.
Well, my finest memory, my first deer was a doe at my Uncle Arch's ranch in Streeter hunting with my dad.
Right, right.
Heck yeah.
I'll never forget that.
Tell you what, you have a kid shoot any game animal, but certainly a deer. And when it comes off the stove, it's put on the dinner table.
Right.
Let me tell you what, there's a feeling, because we've gone through it, and we've seen our kids go through it, where I provided that.
Right.
You know, the child knows, the youngster knows, the young hunter knows that they provided meat for the table, and that's really important. While we're talking about that, let me shift gears on you, Tom, a little bit. Any particular caliber for young people, for smaller built individuals that don't have the thump, the recoil that some are able to deal with?
You know, that's a good question. Dad started us off on 30-06s, 180 grain. I'd spin around that tree limb like Rocky Squirrel when I shot.
Right.
So... yeah, it'd be good to get a smaller caliber and lighter grain bullet for sure.
My first deer was with the 30-30, a Model 94, and I started my son on a Thompson contender, center contender, and he didn't like it, you know, at that age.
Right.
You might look at a 7x30 Waters.
Well, with the improvement of bullets these days, though, years ago we'd say, oh, no, never do it. But with the improvement in bullets these days, you can certainly do good with a 223.
Yeah. You know, I've got the 223s that I shoot, but I haven't really experimented with some of this stuff.
Yeah, there's some good bullets there.
Absolutely. Lever action guns. What would you pick up for lever action besides... Bob's over here just being animated, you know.
Yeah.
what would you do for a lever action rifle?
You know, I've got a few 30-30s, and they're cool. What I've been using the last probably 6 or 8 years is the Henry 45-70.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I love it. Now, for a little 12-year-old girl, you might not want her to use that first deer.
I'm not a. I mean, I shoot a 45-70, but it'll thump you. Thump you. Hey, listen. Have a happy Thanksgiving. We're out of time. Our guest today, Texas Outdoors Journal hunting editor Tom Claycomb III. Thank you, Tom.
You bet.
Y'all come back, Tom. Friends, we'll be back with more Texas Outdoor News right after this.
Hi, this is Kelsey Grammer. When military service members head into battle, none are expected to face the enemy alone, but many return home and become isolated as they struggle with the visible and invisible wounds of war.
It can be difficult knowing how to overcome that challenge and rekindle bonds similar to those formed in the military. Wounded Warrior Project supports these injured veterans through their recoveries by connecting them with fellow warriors and their communities. No one should fight this battle alone. Join us at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
DAV helps veterans of every generation to get the benefits they've earned.
To see Alex learning to snow ski, that's life-changing.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the outdoor calendar. Harold, what's coming up?
Okay, December the 6th, 37th annual Crockett County Deer Fest Hunters Appreciation Dinner and Fundraiser in Ozona is going to be held at Fair Park Convention Center. And for information on that, go to deerfest.org and then go to that great event in your brand new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 48 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. So do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
Hunters need light. Go to Hybrid Light. Flashlights, headlamps, work lights. They charge with a USB cord or any light source. They hold a charge for 7 years, and you can use them to charge your phone. So go to hybridlight.com, and at checkout, add the code Texas20, and you'll get 20% off any of their products and free same-day shipping.
Want to thank our guests today, Texas Outdoors Journal hunting editor Tom Claycomb III. Next week, more hunting tips from part of the TOJ team.
Yes.
Shane John will be in to visit with us.
Wonderful. That'll be a good one. I'll tune in for that one. Do remember to check our website out, TexasOutdoorNews.com. There's a list of our wonderful affiliate stations, and the shows are archived. So if you go, what'd they say? Well, just look up there and look at the calendar, and it'll show you who the guest is, and you can just play it right there. Do remember, we're brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Join us again next week for more Texas Outdoor News.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.